Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The brother said, I believe that it has been by the grace of God. So we were trying to adjust. Okay. Like the brother said, I believe it is by the working of God's grace that we are here. I believe it was sometime last year when I mentioned the Rachima of the burden, mentioned the burden of coming. As a matter of fact, the burden came, I think it was in May, somewhere around April or so last year, when I attended a program here when Brother Joe was teaching. My daughter came to write jam, and I had the opportunity of fellowshipping here. I believe something was speaking in my heart. I shared with my wife, and we've been looking at it, praying about it, and we thank God for the opportunity, to be here at this time. You know my wife, she's here. It's an issue, she's here. And then there's Brother Stephen. You want to greet the brethren? There's Brother Stephen from Port Harcourt, Kingsville. Amen. When we mentioned to the brethren that we're coming to pray for us, we have gone to Obosi for prayer yesterday and today, and we told them we will be spending the weekend. So, I believe he was feeding, and he said he would like to be in the meeting. So he's here also with us, and we thank God very much. Our Father, we thank you very much for the seasons you have given to us in the church. For saying, to everything there is a time and there is a season. We thank you for this season, for this hour, for this period, for what you are doing in our life, where you have brought us. We thank you because of the provisions. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the lessons you have also taught us. We thank you for where we have come in the world and in the church and in our walk with you. And we bring before you this weekend, this time that you have caused us to have, this platform that you have given to us. We do not take it lightly. We are grateful to you, for it is an opportunity for you to walk again in our hearts. For we desire to love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind, everything. And this will be an opportunity for you to refresh, to renew, to restore, strengthen, bring healing, bring revival, break the chains, open the prison doors, open the eyes, open the ears, strengthen the leg, heal the leg, heal the tongue. Lord, work all manner of healing, both for the inward man and for the outward man. Lord, we're believing you for a total random visitation. We pray that the very energy of heaven, the breath of heaven, will be given to us. Thou might partake of this life, of this power. He said there was a door open in heaven. May a door be opened unto us. Thou might climb up into heaven. Thou might arise. We might be lifted up from where we are. We pray you open the eyes of our understanding. Open our ears. Circumcise our hearts. Bring something new. Bring something new. Let the fire be spark. Let there be a spark of fire of life within our bosom. We pray that the altar will be repaired. Because the Elijah repaired the altar. We pray that the altar in our hearts and be restored. And may give us the grace to be that sacrifice upon the altar. We bless your name, O Lord. We ask that the Spirit of Christ, that the mind of Christ, that the very ministry of Christ might comfort. Let there be a flow of this life that runs within us. Let every barrier, let every hindrance be taken away. Lord, you said that when that river comes, everything wherein the river will flow, even if it was dead, shall be made live. We pray that this river will flow through our hands, through our knees. That every dead condition, every dead relationship, every dead dream or vision of ministry, or anything that is dead, let this river of life bring life. In the name of Jesus. He said when the river comes, that when the seed, even the seed that is in the soil, when it shall hear the scent of water, that it will spread up. We pray that the water, that you will bring water upon the dry ground, that there will be rivers in the wilderness, streams in the desert, that you will pour floods of water upon the dry ground. We bring the dry ground of our soul. We say, let your water come. Let there be rivers. Let there be showers. He said you will make bright clouds and cause showers upon everyone grass in the field. Let there be a situation. Let there be a rain. Even this later rain, let it come. Elijah said he heard the sound of the abundance of rain. Let this rain, O God. Let it begin to rain. Let there be a gathering and let it rain. Righteousness. Blessings, O God, upon us. That at the end of this time, we will be glad that we have the right heart with you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. For as I can give bread to the eater, and we see the resolver. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank you very much for giving us this time of fellowship. I was praying and asking God. I was like, what is the button? I believe God has the button that He has for His people. And I think that's what we're interested in. We're interested in God's button, you know, not the body of man. So I was asking God, so what's the body? And the word that came to me was from Matthew 25, the five verses. It says, oil in the midnight. Oil in the midnight hour. Oil in the midnight hour. The story of the 10 virgins. You know, I believe we all know that scripture. We all know the story. Oil in the midnight. And every believer, well, it doesn't need to be a believer, everyone who is alive now knows that there is something that's happening. There is something special about this period in which we live. Well, you can say things are bad.
It's a time of darkness.
The darkness is,
I'm sure it's not this one,
but spiritual darkness. And not just spiritual darkness, but we are seeing that spiritual darkness increase. And it is going towards midnight. Through, it's coming to a point where the darkness will be very dark. It's not yet midnight. We are not yet there. But we are going towards midnight. I know in Jeremiah, I think it's somewhere in Jeremiah, it said, if you are wrong with the footmen, and the weary dogs, what are we going to do with the horses? Amen. You know, see, if your weapons are normal, in the time of peace, we are struggling. What are we going to do when Jordan begins to overflow his banks? Jordan represents death, darkness, tribulation. So it says, if in the time of peace we are gasping for breath, what are we going to do when darkness gets a free for all license? So that's the period in which we are, a time of darkness. The book of Jude says it's a time of gloominess. Say sound an alarm in the church in Zion. Blow a trumpet in Zion. You know, so there is an urgency about this time. And the reason for the urgency is because of the trouble that is coming. Trouble is coming. And the people of God must be ready. We must be ready. And the story of the five virgins, it will fit very well. Because both the good, both the wise and the foolish virgin, they had an appointment with midnight. God said at midnight there was a trumpet that said, "Behold, the bridegroom coming." I know in the story it says they all slumbered as well. So both the wise slumber, the foolish slumber also. Amen. So if somebody says, "I am wise," the preacher says, "It's not bad." And the other one says, "I am foolish," or this one says, to his brother, to his fellow, and says, "You have been foolish." But the Bible says, they all slumber as well. In other words, there is something in the spirit that is the reason for the slumber. You know? And I believe that God is taking us into a place where it is not important who is foolish or who is wise. You know, if you wish, who is right, who is wrong, or who is spiritual, who is carnal. There is still all those things not important. You know, the reason that it's going to be important has to do with oil. You know, because if you look at the wise and the foolish, there was one thing that was common. He said they all had oil in their lamp. And so oil was what made it different. You know, so I believe we need to look at the oil, the issue of the oil. What does it mean to get oil? How do we get the oil? How do we keep the oil? And how do we come to that place where at midnight, when we are required to go in to the bedchamber, that we will not be left or will not be found not prepared? Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible gives us, when God gives the word, He sends it in several different ways. You still don't have the same thing. But, you know, with each visitation, with each word that comes, whatever God is saying, He sends it from a different perspective that emphasizes something different. So here he's talking about the dead shepherd, and then he's talking about the foolish and the wise virgin getting oil, and then he talks about going to buy oil in from the market. You go to get the oil. Let me open with a scripture, Proverbs 20. You know I like to draw and I like to write. So I'm sure you pardon me to write and to draw on the board. Can we reduce the volume of the microphone? It's a little loud.
Amen. So he's saying, Proverbs 20:27. Now, this is a very important scripture. I don't want you to forget it in a hurry. Very important scripture. It says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So he's speaking about the spirit of God. He's speaking about candle or light. He's speaking about the inward part of the belly. So, for me, this is a very important statement. You know, so I want us to look at it, open it a bit, and then see what's inside it. Now it says, the fact that it says the spirit of man. So you are sitting down in this room, Wedra Road. So where is your spirit? You are in this room, where is your spirit? Do you have a spirit? Are you aware you have a spirit? So if somebody asks you, Jesus saw the people and he asked them, who do you say I am? And they said it was a lie, somebody said it, somebody said it. He said, who do you? And the people said, answer this, the man said, you are Christ, the Son. So assuming you are being asked the question, who are you? Who are you? Who is sitting in this room? You see, the spirit of man is the bulb. You know, a bulb is to display, you know. This bulb is just displaying. Inside the bulb, there is a connection, you know. This wire that's bringing the power or the energy. Amen. So you switch on something on the wall and power comes. And this bulb displays it. Amen. Okay, so it says the spirit of man, that's one. It is the candle, or see the candle. Then look at it, it says searching. If you read other translations, it says giving light. So if you took away all the bulbs in this room, you will not see what is here. But when you put the bulb, it begins to display, it begins to reveal, it begins to enlighten all the darkness. The darkness flees. Amen. So he's speaking of something. He's speaking about darkness. Where is the darkness? We are still in verse 27. So I like to do study on scriptures. I'm not a preacher like others who worship. So you have to pardon me. I like to go into the scriptures. So searching where? The inward parts of the bed. So what is he saying? By implication. You know, when you read the scriptures, you can read it like a novel, just read. But you can read it more like, you know, you are looking for something you have lost. You are picking You are confining, opening it out, turning it around. You are looking for meaning, you are looking for that treasure. And I believe we can see some treasure there. So what is he saying? He's saying there is darkness somewhere. Where is the darkness? The inward part. Alright? So if there is darkness in the inward part, then you need light, is it not? To enlighten the inward part. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are still talking about you and me. I'm here in Wendell Road, sitting down. You can see my hand moving. Alright. But that's not the end of the story. So Jesus asked them, who do you say? So if they ask you, who are you? You say you're a man that woke up today, you are eating in the morning, you eat in the afternoon, very soon you can't eat again, and you go home. Is that who you are? So this is one of the major problems with me, not with you. Because I define myself wrongly. I define myself. I have a mentality. We'll talk about it very soon. There is something in my mentality that tells me, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Well, that is everything about me is just body. This with this over, you know, my, you go to work, you come back, you go to market, you interact, you go for burial, you do this. And you know, we define our activity by the things happening on the earth. And this is with me, and I have seen that it is a common challenge in the church with us, the people of God, which the devil is taking advantage of, because he knows that we say we are God. We will define ourselves with our natural experience on the earth. And as long as we keep on doing that, we will not be aware of this connection to the energy source. Amen. I want to tell you that there is an energy source in you. And that energy source in you has a connection to the bigger energy source. Hallelujah. Now, the day I realize it, the devil is over. The battle is over with the devil. The day I come to the reality, because there is a reality of it. Not just church, fellowship, go, account, but the reality that there are levels within you. There are realms within you. Amen. And there is a realm in you called spirit. Hallelujah. And there is another realm in you called soul. Amen. And then you have this one here. Amen. Paul called this one the outward man. I'm reading the scripture. Paul says, no, the outward man perishes. You know that scripture? What happens? The inward man is doing what? Being renewed. Day by day. Amen. So Paul made a distinction, and that was why he was victorious. The lack of victory in the church today, in my own experience, and I may be wrong, for me, in my own experience, my own work, I trace it to this problem, where everything about me ends with my body. Amen. It is the morning for the body. It is the afternoon for the body.
You are going to eat again tonight. For what?
The body.
How about the inward man? The inward man needs energy.
Amen.
This body needs energy. We are so concerned with it.
Will give me life. Will give me strength.
How about the man inside?
There's an inward man.
Hallelujah.
What have you done about the inward man today?
Have you connected the inward man to the source of energy?
Just like you connected your body to the source of energy.
In fact, it's so important to you and your face like 3 times. Sometimes even 4 times.
We're always doing something. You know?
Amen.
So Proverbs 20:27
is speaking about oil.
It's speaking about the energy crisis in the church.
The energy crisis that I find.
Amen.
And you know, when you eat food for the body, you have strength to run, to operate, isn't it?
Also in the spirit, if you want to operate, if you must operate, then you also need energy and strength.
Hallelujah.
Now, if I do not have spiritual energy, what it means is that my inward man will be operating at a very low rank and dimension.
What we're talking about inward man,
we are speaking about the soul.
And when we speak about the soul, we are speaking about a lot of things.
In one picture that Ezekiel saw, he saw 4 living creatures.
That's
one. 4 living creatures.
These living creatures, if they are living, they need energy.
Don't you understand?
They need energy to function.
One is like an eagle, so it must be flying.
How can the eagle fly
into the sun if it doesn't have strength?
If it doesn't have strength, then it must be earthbound.
Don't you understand?
Amen.
He talks about the lion. He talks about the ox.
Amen.
So the different natures in you, they must have energy.
And if they don't have strength, then you find that it will dwell in a very low dimension.
Let me give you one scripture.
It says, Isaiah 40. It
says, they that wait upon the Lord.
What happens to them?
They shall renew their strength.
Which strength is it? Is it physical strength or spiritual strength?
Or even both?
But look at it, say they will renew their strength. And what happens?
They will
what are they doing?
Arising.
Mountains of the wings.
Amen.
So the more spiritual energy you have, the higher you will be.
When you say higher, it doesn't mean anything.
But it means in my mind, the level at which my mind is working.
My mind will be further away from the earth, from natural everything, and closer to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My emotions,
the things I desire, how I react.
Somebody says, you this boy, you this man, you're a very foolish man.
That's not the problem.
The problem is, where are you?
If I'm a very low place, I'm going to react. I looked and said, no, I'm not a businessman. Let me prove to you I'm not a businessman. But if the man is in a high place with God, what do you think he will do? He will see that it's a distraction. And he will move on. So the issue is not what the man is saying to me. The thing is, where am I? Amen. Because where I am, the dark means my response to the darkness that is in the world. Amen. I don't have food for money. I don't have money for food. This is happening. I am sick in my body. There is problem in my business. All those things are going to happen. But the thing is, what is my response? Hallelujah. My response is, I say, is determined by the oil. Hallelujah. So there's a scripture in Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. I want to read. We're talking about midnight. We're talking about oil. And we're starting from the elementary, ABC, so we can build up. Ephesians 3:16 says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be what? To be strengthened with what? Might. By what? By his spirit. Where? In the inner man. Hallelujah. Who's praying this prayer? Paul is praying this prayer. So Paul, Paul Paul is telling us about a man, and he has divided this man into two. So there's what he calls the outward man, and then what he calls the inner man. Amen. So Paul has divided it. Outward man, inner man. Amen. Okay, so what is the outward man? We can say the outward man is the body. And the body obeys physical, natural laws and principles. Amen. The body can only be in one place at one time. That's one of the laws. Alright? So the body is not omnipresent. And I'm here, my brother is there, he cannot be anywhere else. He's only in this place. When he puts, he's no longer here, he's going somewhere. That is the natural law. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's not all the part of you. There's another part of you. So we come to the inward man. This is what Paul was talking about. So first of all, we have to understand who you are first, before you can talk of getting oil. Because if you get the oil without understanding, somebody will get take the oil. Remember, the Quran says that when you receive the word and you do not have understanding, what happens to it? The devil comes and takes it away. Amen. So what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to lay a foundation. Because if we do not understand the foundation, we cannot keep the oil. Somebody will be stealing. Hallelujah. So the scripture says there's
an inward man and an outer man.
Now, can somebody read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23? 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. The young people will be reading for me. I have many readers. Yes. They want you to wait so you can read.
And the very God of peace sanctify you holy. And I pray God the Holy Spirit and soul and body and preserve blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So he's saying your whole body and soul and spirit. This is who you are. This is who I am. Amen. So man has three parts. Do you know somebody that has three parts? Who has three parts apart from man? Do you know? You know that? You know the Father. You know the Son. You know the Spirit. I count. Let me count to two. Father, one. Do like me now. Father, one. Son, two. Holy Spirit. Isn't it not three? So, you are body, you are soul, you are spirit. Isn't it not three? Three against three. Amen. So, you are created in the nature of God. You know what he said? He created us in his what? Image and like. So you see, you are like God. Amen. So a man has a body, man has soul, and man has what? Spirit. Three. God has, well, God has, he says one God. This by this side, are you three? You are one. You know, are you not one? It is one. Amen. But inside this body is the soul and also the spirit. Amen. So our God is one God. He has manifested himself to us as Father, one, Spirit, two, Son, three. Amen. Hallelujah. So you find it everywhere in scripture. I don't want to take time on that. Alright? So man has three parts. God has three parts. So we can do business with God. Amen. We are created in his own image. Hallelujah. So the inward man must therefore have two parts. Because we have already seen number one. This is number one. So Paul is speaking about strengthening the inward man. And Matthew 25 is telling us that the wine virgin will have what? Oil. Where?
In the inward man.
Amen. So this inward man must be the soul. Number two. And then spirit. The human spirit. Number three. Amen. So there are three parts. One part has more attention than the other two parts. Is it not? One part is enjoying. The other two may not be getting so much. Amen. And that is what we'll be talking about this weekend. How can we change it? So that the outward man will begin to perish. That is, we'll begin to bring the outward man under, and then the inward man will rise up. Amen. Will the inward man begin to dominate, begin to be strong, be strengthened? That's what Mr. Paul was praying. I pray that you might be strengthened well with might Where? In the inward man. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are interested in the inward man, the inner man. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at the scripture. Ezekiel 3, verse 33 says, it says, the soul, I think it's 3:18. It says, the soul that sinneth shall die. Am I correct? Alright. So the soul has activity. The soul sins. And Jesus said, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world? How do you gain all the world? With your body. What do you have in the body? With your brain. With your hand. With your, you know, with your, you know, other parts of, you know, your works. So man can use his brain. You are a teacher. You are a lawyer. You are this, you are that. Brain. Amen. Hallelujah. You can get all the world. The man is beautiful, he's pretty, handsome. You listen to music, do this and that. They say, what shall you promise a man to do what? Gain all the world. And then lose what? You lose the soul. Amen. So he's saying the value of this soul far outweighs everything on the natural plane. So when we speak about the body, we are speaking about the natural world. My natural world. And what's my natural world? Oweri. Nigeria. My village. My workplace. He says, if I excel in my work, I excel in my community, I excel in my village, in my workplace, as a student, as a worker, as this, as that, fine. But he says there is a scale. What's the scale? The inward man. Amen. If I do not excel in the inward man, then at the end of the day, I see that I have lost that. Amen. So that's what happened to the wise and the foolish. The foolish did not have oil in the vessel. I'm sure you understand. So I don't need to explain it. But you know, there's a difference between vessel and lamp. The lamp speaks of the spirit. I'm going to draw, you will see. So the lamp is the spirit. The vessel is the soul, is the person, is the mind. So you have spirit, you have lamp, and then you have the vessel. So you have the light, and it's running down to this fan that is doing all the work. This is where you need David. Amen. The soul is where you have the activity. Alright? So maybe I can draw it now. The soul has this is our soul. This soul has four natures. Has four natures. There are four natures in the soul realm. You have the mind. Which is the nature of the ego. You have the desire, which is in nature. We say it's like the fallen man. Okay, which is creeping. Then you have this emotions, which is like the nature of the lion. And then you have the will, which is like the nature of the ox. And where they meet together, we call it the heart. So this is the heart. Amen. This is the inward man, the core of the inward man. This inward man has something else. This inward man has a body. This inward man has a body and has a spirit. So this is the body of this inward man, and then this is the spirit. Amen. This is me, and this is you. Amen. So man has three parts, but the main concern of God is with the soul. And this soul has four parts. And in the Hebrew word, the soul, they use the word belly. It's an old English way of talking about the soul. You know, the Hebrew, even the Greeks, they accept, they use the word. In fact, when you check the Italian, it tells you, to the different rooms, you know, or dimensions of the belly. So there are three natures. One is the soul, two is the spirit, and three is the body. But you see, this thing we're looking at is not complete. It's not complete. Now, those who went to school will tell you the body is connected to the mind. Is that correct? Yes. So this brain has a connection with the mind. That is why when you take some drugs, it affects how you think, it affects how you feel, it affects how you desire, it affects your inward man. Amen. So there's a connection between the body and your soul. There's also a connection between your soul and your spirit. Amen. So that you see those connections. And the Bible also tells us that there is a connection between my spirit and the spirit of God. So this is the Holy Spirit. Can we prove it? The Bible says that the Spirit of God does what? That He bears witness with your own spirit. So the Spirit of God talks to your spirit. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So there is a connection. I hope it's not too small. I hope you can see. I'm drawing arrow between the Spirit of God. You can come in front if you're not seeing well. I'm sorry. It's too small. Okay, so there is a connection between your spirit and the Spirit of God. Amen. And that's where we were, Proverbs 20. That the spirit of man is what? Is the candle of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit lightens or brings strength, brings energy to your spirit. Amen. So, if your spirit is weak, you can renew or refresh or refuel your tank, your spirit. From where? The energy and the source of God. Amen. Do you do that? When you are depressed, when you feel bad, when you are angry, do you have the ability to reach up, switch on the tank, and let the joy of the Lord flow into your emotions? Amen. Do you know the scripture? So that the joy of the Lord is what? Is it your strength? Do you do it naturally? Do you know how to switch on and let that strength of Jehovah run into your emotions? Amen. So the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes where? From whence cometh my? Does the help come from the heavens? Amen. Or you switch on the television program to make you happy. Or you switch on Nollywood to make you happy. Or you put music to make you happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are we saying? We are saying that God has a store of oil. Has a store of life. And Paul was praying that God by what? Strengthen me in the inward man by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we have another connection. This is Christ. And then we have another connection. And this is the Father. Amen. The Bible says all good gifts, they come from where? They come from the Father. Amen. So you can see the good gifts. You can see the energy coming from the Father. Amen. Are flowing down. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a connection between the storehouse, between the Father and me. So I'm sitting in this room, I'm walking around, I am walking, I'm functioning. My body is on the earth, but my soul is not on the earth. Amen. My soul, where is my soul? My soul is in the heavens of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that we have come to Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion? The heavenly Jerusalem. Hallelujah. To an innumerable company, to a city. So we dwell in a city called Zion in our soul. But our body will be dwelling in Nigeria. But we dwell with God. Hallelujah. We know it's Psalm 91. Many of us know it. I'm sure you know it. Okay, what does it say? He that dwelleth in a secret place. You know, we remember it because we don't want accident, we don't want armed robbers, we don't want this, we don't want this. Sister, you know so. That's what we know. We know it for that one. But it's more than that. He that dwelleth what? In the secret place. Where is the secret place of the Most High? Where is the secret place of the Most High? Isn't it the one? Who is the He that's dwelling? Is it your body? Or your soul? Or your spirit? Amen. Amen. He said, my soul praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will do what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. That shadow, that place is not a natural place. That place is what? A spiritual place where I dwell. Hallelujah.
I dwell.
Do you know that you can dwell somewhere else? Okay, let me show you the place. Let us look at Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. So who's reading for choosing? I read.
For the path of the just is a shining light, and shining more and more unto the perfect day.
So it says the path of the just is like what? A shining light. That shines what? More and more unto what? A perfect day. Amen. Okay. I'm sure this one is not very clear. You don't know where I'm going to. So let me use this one now. Let me go and add something else to it. Wait now. You want to read 15? I read 15.
The way of the wicked.
She has jumped.
As what they stumble.
The way of the wicked is what?
They don't
know
as what they stumble.
So, what is this proverb telling us? That there are two ways. There is the way of the wicked, and which other way? The path of the just. Amen. There are two opposite ways. Amen. Okay, let's look at the scripture in Colossians 1. See, he has translated us where? From the kingdom of darkness. Into what? Into the kingdom of what? Of his dear son, or light. So whether it's kingdom, or whether it's light, or you call it path, he says the same thing. What is he saying? The soul can only dwell in one of two places. Either the soul is in the light, or it's what? In darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's either my soul is in darkness, or in this world, in the light. You cannot be hot and cold. That's why he told them, you better choose. You cannot be cold or hot. You cannot be darkness and light. Hallelujah. And he told them, choose it this day. And you and I must choose which path are we going to follow. Are we on the path of light? Or are we on the path? If I'm in the path of light, the things that happen in the path of darkness cannot come near me. That's what Psalm 91 is saying. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. He said the rod of the wicked will not do what? Why would they not rest? Because there are two different worlds. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we come into Zion, when we come into God, it's not just our body. Hallelujah. It is the soul that has moved, that has changed direction. The soul has received blood. Amen. Blood has come in. And when blood comes in, the dimension of the soul changes. Hallelujah. You now, that soul is now belonging to another kingdom. Hallelujah. And what is that kingdom? The kingdom of life. But there is another way we talk about it. I'm sure you know this one. There's another way of talking about it. Remember, we're still talking about midnight. So let me draw another one. You know this one. This is the tabernacle. This one is also tabernacle. This is tabernacle number one. The real tabernacle. Amen. So then I'm drawing tabernacle number B. the tabernacle of Moses. Now, in this tabernacle, there was one, the altar court, the holy place, and the most holy place. So this is 1, 2, 3. Amen. But that's not all the story. If you look very well, there's another one I didn't mention. What was that one? 4. What is it? Egypt. Or the world. Or Oweri. Or Port Harcourt. Nigeria. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are 4. So just like your body, this is your body. Your soul, your spirit, and your body. That's not all the story. Here you find all the other souls of men. The souls of men, other men. You have the souls of other men here. And here you have television. You have Twitter. You have WhatsApp. What's the other one? Video. Entertainment. You have food. Everything is here. And they are contending with the soul. Amen. So we are living in a dynamic environment. Hallelujah. And every one of these ones, they want the oil you have. Amen. They want the oil you have. So the oil you are going to get this weekend, somebody is watching. You say, yes, go and get the oil for me. As you get the oil, I will be draining it somewhere so that I will become rich. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, God is making us wiser. But we are learning how to plug the hole so that the oil we get will not go to the devil. Hallelujah. The oil we'll have, we'll keep it for ourselves. Hallelujah. So man is a moving, walking temple. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came to them and it was a shocker. Let's look at the John chapter 2:19. It was a shocker. It knocked everybody out. Hallelujah. John 2:19 and 20:21. What does it say? Amen. The Bible says he spoke of what? The temple of his body. Amen. You are a living, walking temple. Hallelujah. This one is not the temple. This is the temple. And this temple has 3 dimensions. Body, soul, spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So the one of Moses was just to show us, if we look at it, we'll understand this temple. Hallelujah. So he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. What do you do? Say, present yourself as what? A living, walking, talking offering. Hallelujah. So let me jump forward small. So if I am the temple, who is the priest? I am the temple, where is the altar? If I am the temple, who is the offering? This is the question for us to answer. Amen. But you see, we need to move. Because when we can understand, not just to understand it for our head, when we can walk by the principles of what we understand, then we will know, like this, it says, my soul, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, let everything that is within me, what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know that everything is us. My mind, my emotions, my desire. When I feel bad, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I'm feeling good, praise the Lord. Amen. So I see that every part of me is important. Hallelujah. And then when we look at, so this temple, it says a living sacrifice. Every machine runs on oil. Is that correct? Any engineer in this place, those who have cars, every car runs on what? Oil. That's what oil says. And we're talking about oil this weekend. This soul needs oil. Hallelujah. When the soul doesn't have oil, or when the engine doesn't have oil, what happens to it? It knocks engine. Amen. Can my spirit knock engine? It can. My mind cannot engine. My emotions cannot engine. When there's no oil, you know what is happening? Emotions start grinding on emotion. And the Bible says, in the temple, there's the one law. Gold must touch gold. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. That is the rule in the temple. Gold must touch gold. Because when gold doesn't touch gold, all you have is wood upon wood. What happens when wood touches upon wood? Heat. Friction, disagreement, misunderstanding, gossip, pain. Say, you quack me here, I quack you here. You complain, you speak harsh, you react, you do this. It's because there's no oil. When there's oil, it smooths. It just rubs and glides. You don't even feel the pain. Amen. Hallelujah. So, what you say, if we walk in the light, as what? He is in the light. What happens? We have fellowship. Fellowship must be in the light. That means there must be what? Oil. Where do you have the oil? In my emotion. I must have oil in my emotion. To be able to relate with my brother. To relate with my wife, my children. To relate at work. To function. Do you know why? The other souls. They don't have access to God. God calls them the sea. He calls them the nations. The nations. The nations. Another one says it is the sea. Amen. These are people who do not have access to the life of God. So they need you to donate your life to them. Hallelujah. So they will come, somebody comes and he does something to you and you begin to react. And as you begin to get angry, as you begin to do this, you begin to do that, what happens? The energy in you goes to the world. Amen. And you become very weak. You see, your mind comes down. It comes down, you begin to get it bungled with kind of things. Amen. Hallelujah. And the reason is because we are not wise. I see that is my circle. I say, you know, I'm not wise. And the Bible says in Proverbs 4, what does it say? Wisdom is what? The principal thing. You and I, we need wisdom. What do we need the wisdom for? The wisdom is know how to get the oil, how to fence, how to guard this city. Not just repair, how to dwell continuously in a high and holy place to the Lord. Hallelujah. So what are we saying? We are saying that God has put oil in everybody's room. But a few days ago, I was having an experience. I can't explain. Even now, I feel it. You know? I was seeing something. You know, I'm not like all these brothers who have vision. I don't have vision. But I was seeing something in the spirit. And God was showing me, it was like, I was seeing gold in the brethren. I can't explain it to you, but even now I can feel it. I see gold. And of course, you know what gold means? Gold is the nature of God. Gold is the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know that everybody in this room has gold? We have a treasure in every vessel. Amen. And God was showing me. In fact, I had to come and apologize to the brethren. They are very sorry. Because, you know, many times we react to the flesh, not to the gold. Hallelujah. Don't mean you do that, but I'm just telling you about myself. I react to the flesh. I concentrate on the flesh. Then there's the gold. Hallelujah. And, you know, God was showing me that the value of my brother is the gold that is in him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a Christ in everybody in this room. Hallelujah. So Christ in you is what? Is the hope of glory. Is the beginning. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we'll be talking about it. We'll be talking about that Christ in us. Because Christ comes into us, that Christ may possess the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So Christ in us is what? Is a hope. Hope means it's not yet a reality, but it is the beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, Christ in me bears witness with the Christ in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the unity we have. Hallelujah. If I can hear the Christ in my brother, if I can see the Christ in my sister, and focus on it, hallelujah, then I will not have any issues. Hallelujah. So God was showing me that I have been focusing so much on the other aspects of the brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's a treasure. We are in the earthen vessel. Hallelujah. So when something is happening, I'm listening to the voice of Christ. Hallelujah. There's a voice of Christ speaking in the midst of the body. Hallelujah. He says, this is my beloved son. What do? Hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is always speaking. He says, the truth is son. That's not just me, a little boy or a little girl, my dear one sister like that. Amen. The Christ, if he is Christ, he's speaking. And we must do one, we must reverence, we must treat one another with care. Why am I doing that? Because there's a treasure. Hallelujah. Do you know that Christ is also here physically? Amen. He's here in the spirit. Say, we have two or three are gathered. What's going on? He's there. Amen. So Christ is here physically. He's also in us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can have fellowship because he is walking. The gold is flowing. That gold is the oil. Hallelujah. What do you do with oil when you touch oil on flour, sister? What happens when you put the oil on the flour? What happens when you want to bake akara or something? You have the bean space. Eh? Or you want to make all those, pastries. Immediately you drop the oil, what happens to the flour? Drops it there. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the oneness God is giving to us is in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. As we submit to the hand. Somebody says, no, I don't want to submit to my president. I don't want anybody to submit to me because I have a lot of problems. So if you submit to me, if you submit to my problems, amen. But there is a Christ in me, amen. Which witnesses with a Christ in you, and we can have fellowship. Amen. So God is knitting the body together, bringing a oneness. Hallelujah. So there is, but you see, we say there is a perfection in us. That Christ in us is perfect. If we can walk in it, we'll be walking in perfection. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So somebody can give you the word of the Lord, not by his own mind, but by the Christ speaking out of it. Amen. And if you have your ear to hear, you will hear the voice saying to you, this is the way. Walk in it. Amen. You're not submitting to the brother, you are submitting to Christ. Hallelujah. So Paul says, follow me. Did you stop there? As I follow Christ. Hallelujah. In other words, he is following Christ. And we are submitted to the Christ in him. So we can see the oneness. And you can see the flow. Hallelujah. So, it will be difficult to flow in this anointing when our soul is dry. Hallelujah. This is the point. So, we need to come to that place in the spirit where there is a witness, where our fellowship, where our spirit is having fellowship with the Spirit of God. Amen. He says, we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have what? Fellowship one with another. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me end with 1 Corinthians 2. It's coming to me. We'll end with that. I'm just trying to lay foundation this evening, and maybe tomorrow we can build on it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is still talking about oil. Oil in the holy place. Oil in the soul. Oil in our everyday life. Oil when we fellowship. Oil everywhere. Hallelujah. Who's reading? Yeah, actually, they are reading for us. Okay, read from 9 to 12. Amen. So you can see the big school. It's a school. It's a ministry of school, of teaching, of instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a ministry of revelation. Maybe read for us 1 John chapter 2:24, I think. 1 John 2:24. Where it talks about the anointing, so we have an anointing. We don't need any man to teach us. 27. Oh, sorry, I was in Peter. Sorry. 1 John 2:27. They say it's 27. Amen. So he's saying there is an anointing. That is the oil of the Spirit. Amen. Where is that oil? The oil is the flow, the river. I want to tell you this night that there is a river in you. Amen. That river is the flow of life, of unction, of energy, of nourishment, of teaching, revelation. It flows from the Spirit of God down to your spirit. Amen. You can know the things tomorrow that you need to know. If you go to God, He will show it to you. There's a man called Daniel. He went to God. They told him, your life is at stake. If you did not say the dream that I had, that tomorrow, what do you think the man did? He went to God, and there was a revelation. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. Many of us, we have walked by the outward man. But brother, I want to tell you that the days of the outward man are over. Amen. All that we have done is by what we can see with our physical eyes. What we can hear with our physical ears. That is not oil. It's called the strength of man. The Bible says that the strength of man will fail us. Amen. He said he shall not walk after what he sees, what he hears. But what does he do? He said there is an anointing in him that this what teacheth him. Hallelujah. And Paul was saying that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened. I want to tell you, as your body functions, that is how your soul functions. That is how your spirit functions. Amen. On your body, what do you have? You have five senses on your body. Huh? You have the eyes. You have the ears. What do you have here? You have the smell. What is it again? You have the taste. And then you have the touch. You have the five senses on your body. Does God hear you when you pray? God hears you with this ear. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know the man called Elijah? You know Elijah also? Good. He said one day Elijah was somewhere and the army surrounded his house. You know so? His servant came out. You know, he said, okay. We are dead men. Hey, what did Elijah say? Lord, do what? Open the eyes. Hallelujah. Which eye was it? Paul said that the eyes of understanding might be. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, except a man is born again, he cannot see. Hallelujah. There is a sin of the kingdom. There is a sin of the Father. There is a sin of the plan of God for your life. Hallelujah. When you see God's plan for your life, your mind comes to rest. Hallelujah. When you see the face of God in a matter, all controversy comes to end. But we have been seeing God after the outward man. The man says, now I see him in my inward man. Hallelujah. What am I saying, brethren? We're saying there is a relationship. There is a deeper relationship. Hallelujah. There is a place where the Spirit of God begins to reveal the things. Say the Spirit of God searches the things of God. And that's what? He brings it to you. He says he speaks with words that you hear. That's verse 13. Amen. The Spirit of God teaches you, speaks to you. Amen. And there is
There is a capacity in you to hear God in your heart. As you hear God with your physical, you can hear Him deep down within your soul. Hallelujah. Many times we are too busy to hear God. There's a lot of noise, and we do not hear after the inward man. Hallelujah. But this weekend you can ask yourself, God, touch me. The man said, what is asking, what do you want me to do for you? He said that I may what? Receive my sight. Hallelujah. Many of us were seeing with our natural eyes, but our inward man, we have not seen the Father. The question is, have you seen the Father? Have you seen the glory of the Father? Have you seen the kingdom? In fact, let us look at Ephesians chapter 1:17. Ephesians 1:17. Are you there? Go on, verse 18. This is what he's saying. If your eyes are not open, you won't know what. Look at it. That would be what? No. The what? Riches of what? Of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Hallelujah. It's possible you are born again, but you have not seen the glory. Hallelujah. You are not active. You are not strong or in the inward part. Hallelujah. You have not seen the Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 94, say, he that created the eyes, does he not see? He that planted the ears, shall he not hear? Amen. He said, the God of the hidden, they have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, they cannot hear. They have mouth, they cannot touch. What is the difference between your own God and the God of the hidden? Hallelujah. But they are God here. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
God speaks into your body. You can hear a physical voice. One time, he said, he thundered. God spoke. Amen. He spoke to Jesus. So this is my beloved son. Everybody was startled. That's not the only way God speaks. Elijah heard him where? In the still small God. Hallelujah. Amen. God can speak to you on the inside. Brother, I want to tell you that your inside is important to God. The inward man must be strengthened. The inward man must come alive. The inward man is coming alive. That is the true resurrection. Hallelujah. We are speaking about the resurrection of the dead. That which has died. When a man dies, does he hear? Does he see? Did you see one man died many years ago, but he's coming alive? Hallelujah. He's now beginning to hear God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't need a pastor to talk to you because you can hear his voice. Hallelujah. In the morning, he speaks to you. Somebody says, he wakened me morning by morning. Why? Because he speaks. You hear the voice. Hallelujah. And he shows you what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. And when God can hear you, when you can see God, that means you are alive. Hallelujah. It's an assignment. Hallelujah. You know the riches of your inheritance in the sense. You don't have any identity crisis. Many Christians have identity crisis. Do you know why? Because the eyes of understanding is shut. Hallelujah. They're struggling to identify with the world. They don't know their inheritance. Hallelujah. When you know your inheritance in God, you will not deny it. Esau didn't know what was his inheritance. He said, that's bad, right? I'm hungry. I'm telling you, bad, right? Many of us are like that. Our flesh is pulling us. We identify ourselves by our flesh. We identify ourselves with our environment because we don't know our true what, who we are in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the veils are falling. The curtain is coming down. And we can see plainly. Hallelujah. We can see the glory of the Father. We can see that I'm coming to the place. What is it like? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I did childish things. But when I come to maturity, who is the I? That maturity is the inward man that has been asleep. So when I come to maturity, I shall know as I am. No, do you know that English? That is, I shall know as God knows me. Don't you understand? Amen. I come to a realm and a dimension of Christ. Hallelujah. He was there. But he was a man that the inward man was fully alive. Hallelujah. The natural life, he brought his under subjection. He was able to walk on water. Do you know he can walk on water? Hallelujah. Paul, Peter, your brother, proved it. He began to walk on water. Amen. What is the water? The water is the waves. The waves that are coming against you. The waves of the world. The circumstances of life. You can walk on it. Hallelujah. You can walk on those things. Hallelujah. Amen. But by the faith. Say, look, Lord, bid me come. He said, come. Hallelujah. So, brethren, what are we saying? We're saying there is a strengthening of the inward man. For a long time, we didn't know about this inward man. We were all outward man. Fighting, quarreling, buru. Amen. The Bible said that when he shall come to the Lord, shall be taken away. The days of childishness, the days of carnality will be put aside. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 2 is speaking about a place. It says, I have not seen, ear have not heard, the things that God has reserved. But he didn't stop there. He said, but they have been revealed to us. By what? The Spirit. Hallelujah. We are going to close. We are going to close there. You know, I was closing on the note that there is a flow of life between the Spirit of God and my spirit. Bible says that my spirit knows the things that are in my, the deep things of man, in my soul. The Spirit of God knows the things that are, that belong to God. And when the two of them come together, there is a revelation. There is a quickening. It says that the Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It's that place where the Spirit of God brings energy, brings life, brings strength. Amen. That means the devil will not find me as he met me last time. Amen. Because I have found the energy source. Hallelujah. I have found the secret. Let me end with one scripture in John, then we will close. John chapter 7. That's where the church is coming to. That's what is going to end the energy crisis in the church. That's what is going to end my energy crisis. We talk too much, and we pray so little. I talk too much, and I pray so little. The Bible says, fasting chastens the soul. We need something to bring down the body and give the soul an advantage. Don't you understand? That's what fasting does for you. You push the body down and give the soul an advantage. Hallelujah. So the soul begins to stretch out. Begins to, you know, when you are reading the scriptures, when you are praying, and when you are fasting, what you do is you are quickening. You are chastening the soul. You are telling them, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah. We need to do more of that. And less talking. And the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. Amen. We will begin to see gold in the brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. You see treasure in your brethren. And God is helping me. Hallelujah. I'm not fully there. But like I tell you, I see gold. Amen. Amen. The gold is important to me. Hallelujah. I can speak to the gold. Hallelujah. And it means that speaks to me. Hallelujah. Amen. We have made just so much of the dust. But God is saying there is gold. John 7:37-39.
The last day, that day of Jesus, he goes to that story saying, if any man serves, let him come to me and drink. He that is middle of me, and as people have said, I will be ready, shall be the love of everyone. But the spirit of the spirit, who is rich and rich, they that live on me, the only person of God yet to me.
What was Jesus speaking of? Like I said, we will end here. Tomorrow we will start from here. But what is he saying? He said many things. He said there is a river. Amen. And this river is the Spirit. It's a river of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We went somewhere today. They were burying one of my wife's aunties. You know her name? Millie Emoilo. God mind me. That means the water has no enemy. It flows everywhere. Amen. Water goes everywhere. It has no place. It has no enemy. That's the water we're speaking about. The water of life has no enemy. Hallelujah. If you open your heart, it's going to flow in. And it says, out of the belly, see that same belly? Out of the belly, we will do what? Flow rivers. For the river to flow out of the belly means the river must flow into the belly. Amen. So Proverbs 27 says, it tells us how the river flows into the belly. This one is telling us how it flows out. Hallelujah. So there is a flowing in and there is a flowing out. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a river within you, I want you to know. When you wake up in the morning, say there is a river in me. Hallelujah. Where is that river coming from? It's coming from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Eh? Revelation 21:22 tells us about that river. Say there was a river coming from where? The throne of God. Hallelujah. And what is the destination of that river? It's my soul. Hallelujah. And I will be a vessel so that it will also reach other people. Hallelujah. So he's telling you there's a ministry of life. Hallelujah. That people can drink from me. The people who are thirsty, my life can water them. Hallelujah. When people come around you, they feel life. They feel energy. Hallelujah. They are encouraged. They are raised up. They are healed in their mind. Hallelujah. Because there is something. You don't need to preach. Because there is a flow. Hallelujah. All you need to do what? You need to connect. To connect means all the loopholes, all the blockages. The problem is not the blockage. The problem is connection. Amen. Have you seen where water is flowing? Do you agree with the blockage? The water blows the blockage away. Just connect. Just connect. Hallelujah. The force of the river will blow away every blockage of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 87 says, spring up, O well. Where is the well? Within my soul. There is a spring. There is a spring in us. Hallelujah. And the devil tells me there is no spring in us, which is not true. Everybody in this room has a river flowing to him. I've got a river of life flowing out from me. He makes the bed to walk and the captives free. He opens prison doors and the captives free. I'm gonna leave a road flowing up from spring up over within my soul.
Bring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up. Amen. Psalm 46 says there is a river that does what? Makes glad. Where? The city of God. The tabernacle of the Most High. Who is this tabernacle? Hallelujah. It's the soul, your emotions. He said in Eden there was the river, it has four heads. One for every realm of your soul. It was watering it. Hallelujah. Today, you can pray, say, God, reconnect that river. I come to reconnect that river. Hallelujah. Say, God, let that river start running again. Let it run within my soul. Every blockade, both the one you put and the one other people put, is not important. Hallelujah. What is important is that every blockade, we command it to go. We break down every wall, every barrier, every hindrance, every filthiness in the spirit, every filthiness in the body, every filthiness in every realm of the emotions, the desire, the will, the wherever it comes, every spirit, higher, every bitterness, every hurt, every disappointment, every offense, whatever it be, that we say that this river, anything that it touches, even if it is dead, it will make it alive. We command life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak release. We say, let all the wells that the Philistines have stopped, let them be removed. Let them be digged again. We dig the wells again today. Amen. We dig the wells again this night. Hallelujah. Every well that the flesh has quenched, we dig it again in the name of Jesus. Every ministry. Hallelujah. Every supply. Every line of life. Every oiling that has been put. Hallelujah. We call it forth. We say, spring up. Oh well, let there be a release of life. Let there be a strengthening, a mounting of the wind. Let there be a running of the waters in the broad places. Lord, we receive it today, O God. We receive the fountains of life. That river of life that makes glad the city of God. That makes good. That repairs the waste places. That repairs the breaches, that pulls down every wall, every barrier, every barricade. Higher man. Even the sickness in the body. Hallelujah. We receive healing to it, God. Hallelujah. We receive that, the damage in the soul, in the emotions, the broken spirits, the broken fellowships, the broken connections and joints. We put it back. Hallelujah. That every joint might supply. Hallelujah. Every joint in this place will supply. Bone to bone. Joint to joint. Sinew to sinew. Hallelujah. Let there be a quickening, a raising up. Let the glory of the Lord come. Let the mighty wind of the Holy Ghost flow. Hallelujah. Lord, he says, shall these bones live? And Lord, the answer is yes. Even now, oh God, you are raising the bones. You are raising the dark, the dry bones. You are causing life to come to it. You are causing flesh to come to it. You are breathing your spirit. You are bringing life. You are bringing resurrection. You are bringing quickening. Hallelujah. That which is in the dead. You say, when you hear the scent of water, it will come back to life. Lord, we say, let every seed that has been planted, let it within our soul, let your river come to it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a quickening. Let there be a rising of hallelujah. We uproot, we throw down, we weed out everything that is not planted by our Father.
Everything that the enemy has planted, we will root it out in the name of Jesus. We come say you will build and establish. You come to build and establish that which you have built. We bless your name, O Lord. O mighty God, Yahweh be magnified. We glorify your holy name. Yahweh of Judah, be magnified. We glorify your name, O Lord. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the time of visitation. We thank you for the time of restoration. We thank you for the time of healing. We thank you, hallelujah, for a buying back. Hey, oh yes, a returning to our possession in God. For say we shall possess our possessions in Zion. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall come. I come a singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their hands. They shall come with gladness and joy. And sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We just glorify your name, O Lord. We glorify your holy name. Yahweh be magnified. You are the governor of Zion. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you.